You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB recently hosted an event in Parliament to inform MPs of the disproportionate impact the cost of living crisis is having on blind and partially sighted people who already face additional costs. I'm joined now by Interim Campaigns and Public Affairs Manager of RNIB, Kate Vallis, to hear how the event went. Hi, Kate. So why was it important for RNIB to host this event?
So this was an event that was based in Parliament. So our key audience were MPs, and it's always been important for RNIB to have a good relationship and to sort of maintain a dialogue with MPs as the people who have a lot of influence over our blind and partially sighted people's lives, including in relation to the rising cost of living.
And RNIB had invited blind and partially sighted people to invite their own MPs to attend. What happened on the day? How many MPs were present and who else was there?
Yeah, so we got dozens of MPs on the day. It was an absolutely fantastic turnout. And I think that was partly down to the fact that we had a lot of fun and engaging activities for them to take part in. So that included things like a board game on the floor, sort of game that they could take part in, which involved rolling some big foam dice and going along the squares, landing on a square, and then picking up a card which would detail a sort of additional cost of sight loss that a blind and partially sighted person might face and that would be exacerbated by the cost of living crisis. We also had a quiz, which was really interactive and fun, and I think the MPs got quite competitive with that, as well as input from our employment teams, our sight loss advice service, and of course blind and partially sighted campaigners and volunteers themselves, who made a really compelling case to MPs about why this is an important issue and what they can do to help.
And what were some of the major points or issues raised and shared with the MPs?
Even before the sort of rising cost of living that we're all dealing with now, one in five blind and partially sighted people said they had some or great difficulty in making ends meet. So the rising cost of living has only made this situation worse. So what we were trying to get across to MPs was, one, this is an issue that particularly affects blind and partially sighted people more than many other groups, and also to sort of offer our support for their work in their constituencies, because I think MPs across the board have reported about getting more caseworks, more constituent inquiries about people struggling to pay their mortgage, struggling to pay their rent, struggling with the heating costs. And RNIB, in the case of blind and partially sighted people, can do a lot to support people with sight loss who are facing those and other problems. So we wanted to both make aware the support we can offer the MPs, but also what MPs can do for blind and partially sighted people.
And now that the event has happened, what are you hoping will result from being able to share people's experiences?
So we've been campaigning on this for almost a year now, about 9 months, and we've got a really good engagement rate with MPs on this issue. So I'm confident that this event has meant that we have sort of continued that engagement and are hopefully still present in the mind of MPs when they think about the cost of living and blind and partially sighted people. But as a sort of direct result of this event, we've got a lot more sort of parliamentary questions tables, so questions to the minister, and we've got lots of follow-up to do with MPs who had particular inquiries about their constituencies and sight loss. So all in all, a big success.
And RNIB is providing other support and information for blind and partially sighted people to help tackle the cost of living crisis. Where can people find those resources and get more information if they want it?
So you can find that on the RNIB website under our cost of living section. Or if you'd like specific support from RNIB services, you can phone our helpline on 0303 123 9999. And that's open Monday to Friday and Saturday.
Well, thank you so much, Interim Campaigns and Public Affairs Manager Kate Vallis, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the MP event.
Thank you very much.